Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, welcome to Friday.
Thank you, Mike.
0.4 was about what they were thinking, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So this is the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index. It's the Fed's primary gauge of inflation. Yeah, in line with expectations, 0.4% for the month in January, 2.8% on an annualised basis. That has eased from 2.9% in December. And if you look at the headline PC, which includes food and energy, which are more volatile, that increased 0.3% and 2.4% on a 12-month basis. So that was pretty consistent. Services prices rose, those for goods fell, so we've seen that ongoing shift since the pandemic. But yeah, look, inflation's still a bit stubborn, so that sort of reaffirms that recent strong CPI data we had. This index is more representative of what people are actually buying. Just on that point, you know, US consumer spending, that actually dropped for the first time in 5 months. Pending home sales, there was a surprise drop of nearly 5% there, so that was much different to the 2% increase in expected. And also, claims for unemployment are back at levels seen in November. So the US economy is certainly cooling down. What does all this mean? The market's now pricing in that there won't be a rate cut before June. We might get a further clue on what might happen with Jerome Powell testifying to Congress next week. Then again, they'll probably just say we need a bit of patience and they'll need more data. But yeah, the good news is, Mike, it looks like that soft economic landing is still in play. We're going to get lower rates at some point. And that's obviously fuel markets, you know, obviously seen the S&P and Dow at record highs. Just a few hours left in the session. NASDAQ is on track to let 6% this month. S&P 500, 5%. The Dow's 2% rise would be the first four-month winning streak since May 2021. So not leaping for joy today, but on a roll this month.
So what do we get, good or bad news from Harvey Norman? Sales down, but general sales are up, and he's looking to AI, and it's going to save us all. Is that it?
Yeah, he mentioned AI, did founder Jerry Norman, but he didn't actually say what it was actually going to do, but everyone's mentioning AI these days, aren't they? So yeah, there's a bit of a mixed bag. So you look at their sales, they fell 6.7% in the 6 months ended December 31 to 4.6 billion Aussie dollars. Profit before tax fell 46%, 283 million, but that's actually better than the 265 million expected. So yeah, cost of living pressures, that's curtailed spending. Manager made the point that a lot of price sensitivity, people would like to buy a $3,000 fridge, but they're buying a $1,500 one instead. But yeah, Jerry Harvey, he reckons they're well poised for a rebound. He said the housing market's going to come back, renovations are going to increase, we've got migration remaining high, and there's going to be more houses. So he's pretty upbeat about the future. I suppose just on that point, a property sort of rebound would help the company generally. Yeah, they're sitting on a 4.1 billion property portfolio. Investors like what they heard about the outlook. Shares jumped 4%. Just quickly on that as well. Seems Aussie consumers are on the comeback trail. Retail turnover rose 1.1% in January. It had fallen 2.1% in December, and that was all about people taking advantage of Black Friday sales. So yeah, on a bit of a roll when we've got retail turnover back at September 23 levels.
Okay, what about business here? Where's the confidence at?
So it was aptly titled glass being half full. This is the ANZ business outlook. So confidence eased just marginally 2 points, 34.7. That's been holding pretty steady since the election. And as we heard the RBNZ say earlier this week, the economy's certainly cooling. Past activity actually did rose slightly, but still in the red at negative five. Construction's been pretty weak. It actually did take a dive during the month. But there are some green shoots coming through, Mike. If you look on a forward-looking basis, so firms expect activity to rise going forward. The mood has picked up in the services and agricultural sectors. Employment intentions, they've picked up, as has profit. Services and manufacturing, the most positive. Retail, the weakest. That's perhaps not surprising. Investment intentions, they're on the up. In fact, the biggest jump since late 2021. And actually also residential building expectations also rise. So maybe the housing market has bottomed out, and obviously interest rates are topping out. So we'll see there. And yeah, also good news on inflation expectations. They've fallen, Mike. Still around 74% of firms expect to raise cost in the next 3 months. But yeah, lots of encouraging aspects. Look, it's still patchy economic picture. But as I say, green shoots coming through. And with the RB being a little bit less hawkish now, you know, maybe the glass may become increasingly a bit more half full as opposed to half empty.
Let's hope so. What are the numbers?
Yeah. So the Dow's slightly weaker as we was in the month, 0.25%, 38.853. S&P 500 down 0.09%. NASDAQ up 0.27%. FTSE up 0.07%. Nikkei down 0.1%. ASX 200 was up 0.5%. Commodities markets, gold's up $11, $2,045 US an ounce, 50 cents, 79 even. Currency markets, the Kiwis weakened a bit against the US, 60.9 there, and the $8.93.7. Pretty flat against pound sterling, 48.2. Back to the NZ50, we were down 0.2%, 11.741. Meridian was a standout following those results on Wednesday, up 4.6%.
You have a good weekend, mate. Catch up next week. Appreciate it very much. Greg Smith out of Devon Funds Management.